O come, O come, Emmanuel, shall ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall ransom captive Israel.
Christmas music, I love it. Friends, it is the first week of Advent, this glorious, beautiful Monday the Lord has given us. Thank you for joining me and the team here in prayer at the God Minute. Also, this first week of Advent is the time every year where we offer an opportunity for you, our beautiful listeners, to support the work that we do so that we can keep going. We call it Angel Week, inviting you to become our angel here at the God Minute. So there's no way we could do this without your contribution and your generosity. So I'll reflect on that a little bit later on. But as we begin our prayer today, we just have so much to be thankful for, don't we? We just came from Thanksgiving. So let's turn our hearts now to the Lord who has given it all to us in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 16, The Golden Secret. O God, I have chosen you alone as my inheritance and my delight. I leave my destiny and its timing in your hands. Your path leads me to greatness. I'm overwhelmed by the privilege that comes with following you, for you have given me the best.
The way you counsel and correct me makes me praise you even more. For your whispers in the night give me wisdom, showing me what to do next. Because you are close to me and always available, my confidence will never be shaken.
My heart and soul explode with joy. I am full of glory, for you will never abandon me. You offer me a continual vision of a life filled with abundance, and you show me the path of bliss that will bring me face to face with you.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
Have you ever heard the phrase, he's such an angel? Or how about, oh, she's like an angel come down from heaven? We oftentimes think about and refer to angels as these beautiful, innocent, kind, holy beings that are always around us from God's throne, perfuming the air with innocence. But that's wrong. That's a Hallmark movie version. We know from sacred scripture that angels are warriors and soldiers. They're bold and strong, and in every case, sent by God to make something happen in His name. They bring assistance and protection so that God's will be done. I mean, think about it. Our faith, our redemption, our life, the very life of Jesus himself, is all because of angels. You know, sent by God who made it all happen. We're moving to Christmas. What's the story? We all know it. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin named Mary, who asked her, "Will you be the mother of God's son?" Now, the angel Gabriel was not the Savior. He wasn't God's son. He just made it happen. He laid the groundwork for it. And that's what angels do. Later on, when Jesus is in the desert, broken and hungry and alone, who comes to assist him so that he can keep going? Angels. Just like in the Garden of Gethsemane, 3 years later, broken and afraid, wondering what is all this about, despair, who does his father send to him to give guidance and comfort? Angels. Friends, that's why this week, this first week of Advent every year at the God Minute, we call Angel Week. It's an opportunity for you to become our angel of support and to help us here on the team continue God's work here at the God Minute. We started it last year, and many of you continue to support us by your monthly contributions and some larger one-time donations. And this is how we do what we do for the glory of God. And how proud I think God must be. More and more people around us, because of your generosity, are joining us in God's family. We brought on some wonderful new team leaders. Now we're offering masses. We're breaking into video for you. Just so much goodness. And we want that to continue. I hope you do too. But we need your help and support to do that. For those of you who continue to give, we're so grateful. Thank you, truly. You are literally our angels. But with everything happened, we need more of you in the choir. So I ask you to please consider it, friends. If you're not already giving back, I hope this prayer means something to you in your life that's touched you. And if so, I just ask that you consider giving something back so that we can continue it in God's name. So you can go to becomeanangel.org or go to our app blog or our website blog. It all goes to the same place. And there you can read a little bit more about it, what we do and why we need what we need, and an opportunity for you to contribute right there, your credit card or check or PayPal or any of these ways. So, friends, I appreciate your time listening. I'm sorry it wasn't reflected on Scripture, but the only way we can continue this is because of your help and support. So thank you, and God bless you. And together, in the words of Jesus,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen."
Let us pray. Lord, it seems unimaginable that the Lord of the universe would also be the friend of my heart. But so it is. Through listening to your word, through honest and constant prayer, through serving you as your angel here on this earth, help me grow in friendship and intimate fellowship with you. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just a reminder, friends, if you're interested, we put out a 4-week plan for Advent to help us focus our spirit upon Jesus more beautifully. It's called The Best Advent Ever. Isn't that great? Best Advent ever. So take a look at it. It's on our app blog or our website blog. And each week there's just a spiritual task or exercise just to open your heart more beautifully to Jesus. So we're going to do this together as a family. Thank you for joining us today. And again, Angel Week, I hope you might consider it. Go to becomeanangel.org and help us out. And we're so grateful. Thank you. And may God's blessing wrap you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow.